This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Minutes past seven. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9, and you're joined tonight by Dill and Vic.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho. We're chilling out tonight with you, and we're really happy to be with you on this Monday, the 4th of March. And hey, if at any point tonight you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to send us a message on 0427 Joy 949, or give the front desk a call on 1300 Joy 949, or you can even shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Vic, what was going on your weekend?
The weekend was very relaxed.
Very relaxed.
So relaxed. I kicked back, helped my mate move house.
Yeah. That is a good thing to do with a friend. That is awesome.
And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm never moving. It's amazing to me how much one individual can accumulate.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like we had to make three trips.
That's a good move. Three trips is a good move.
I did some heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Did some bicep curls. Your guns look good. Yeah, my mini guns. Yeah. they did all right. They pulled through. But no, other than that, it was just chilled. Saw my little nephew.
Yeah.
Kicked back. Yeah. Got a lot of work going on, Dill. I'm trying to make it in this society.
Yeah, you are. You're going to be like a little worker bee.
I know.
But it's pretty awesome. And, you know, it's keeping you busy. That's what you need. That's what you want.
It's not what I want. I honestly just want to live a siesta lifestyle and lie on the beach on my lunch break.
Oh.
I'm moving to Europe. I've just decided.
Yeah.
I'm just doing it. I'm moving to Europe. I'm moving to Crete, free house.
Yep.
Siesta. Obviously, there's no money in Greece, which is actually, in a way, slightly beneficial.
Yeah.
Because I'll be going with some money.
Oh, you could be like queen of Crete.
Perhaps we can make something happen.
Yeah.
Perhaps. And then on the weekends, it's like, oh, what do? We can just go to France or the UK or I don't know.
I suppose that's the best thing about Europe, because you can just travel so easily, easily.
And by plane, you can drive, you can catch a train. It's no big deal. Like, yeah, that's how I feel about it, really. Whereas here, 5 hours gets you to Perth. 5 hours in Europe gets you quite a fair way.
You could, go through three countries in 5 hours.
Simple.
Easily.
Simple.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Kentucky tours are for.
Oh, yes.
You don't visit the countries without transit.
No, you do not. my hat goes off to you for helping your friend move, because you know I moved house recently.
I do indeed. And how frustrated you were.
Well, not only one person helped me move. All my mates bailed on me. And I was just like, really?
Is this what we're going to be doing?
Really? And they were smart, and I'll give them credit, because I did live at the top. On the top floor, there was no elevator, so it was like three flights of stairs. You'd have to take stuff down.
People are just scared to put in the hard work these days. Where's exactly. The labor? Where's the help? Where's the consideration?
Where is the love?
I want to hear from people. If you've ever had to move, if you ever needed a favor that you would return. I mean, there's people that you wouldn't give favors to for the simple fact that you know that they just wouldn't do the same for you.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. But I would love to know. You know.
Yeah.
Anything that you've ever done that hasn't been reciprocated, or anything that you think that you went out of your way for and wasn't appreciated.
Or something that you may have thought, hey, I could do that, but no. Like something big that you really know you should have. You know, I think it's time for a bit of confessional, folks.
I'm not Catholic, but let's do the confessional thing. I can't even judge you.
Yeah. I will tell you what I did yesterday. I went to the Sydney Road Street Fest in Brunswick. And that was amazing. There were so many rad DJs and bands. I was like a couple of like Ragamuffin DJs, and then there were all these like Afrobeat bands. Ooh. It was really, really multicultural and just insanely good. And there was so much food everywhere. I feel like
what kind of festival was this? Like, was it just a general alternative? When I say alternative, I just mean like a bit of everything.
A bit of everything. It was just really like eclectic. Walking down the street, there was this like one mosh pit out the front of this bar, and there's just people like pop locking and like hip hop dancing. Lockers. It was insane. And then you walk like 3 meters down the road, and there's all these stalls selling like homemade necklaces.
Oh,
and wristbands.
That's awesome.
And they, yeah, and they've like just locked off like half of Sydney Road. I'm sure it was probably annoying to residents around Sydney Road because they couldn't get home.
Inner city living people expect it.
Yeah. I live in North Melbourne. I expect it all the time. Mind
I
you.
Live in Richmond. There's no festivals, but there's a lot of construction, so I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes with the trait of living in a city.
It's crap.
But I have to say, it was such a rad festival. Like, I really enjoyed it. I am a bit annoyed at myself because I have been saying, like, every year, oh, my God, this year I want to go to Mardi Gras. And I didn't do it
no
this year.
No one does it.
Yeah, I know. But if you've been to Mardi Gras or you're at Mardi Gras, yeah, send us a message. Yeah. Tell us what you thought about it.
I want to hear the stories that makes it so unique. I mean, aside from the obvious fact that makes it unique. Mm. But I want to know what the parties were like, if you bumped into anybody extremely extroverted and interesting. Or introverted. They could be interesting either way.
Extroverted people in the gay scene, the rainbow community.
There's no such thing. But I would love to hear a crazy story, actually, because I've always wanted to go, but in saying that at the same time, I'm just kind of being like, oh, Sydney, it's a bit far.
I just don't. Look, I love my friends in Sydney, but the city itself, it's just way too, like, frantic for me. It's just too...
Compact
and just too
much. I just go on the monorail.
I just love Melbourne. I love our cafes. I love our bars. I love our street festivals where we just block off half of a main road and like, hey, let's just dance here.
Put a boombox on the floor and let's get to it.
Funny that you say that. We walked past this one, it's like one part of the Sydney Road Fest. Well, it actually wasn't part of the Sydney Road Fest at all. It was like... It just looked like some guys had just like broken into like a car park and they just set up like DJ decks and speakers and we were all having a good dance, having like a mighty fine time. And then the police just showed up and we're like, don't think this is part of the festival.
No. They probably didn't pay their permits.
No, probably not. As always on Gen X, we do have new music and I've got a new track on here called I Could Be The One. It's Avicii featuring Nicki Romero. Have you seen the clip?
I have seen the clip. How awesome is it?
I love it. As if like, if you have ever worked in an office, you know exactly what that chick's going through.
It's amazing. And I'm actually excited. I'll be seeing Avicii this Sunday.
Oh, a high five. That didn't really work for radio. But yeah, I'm going to chuck them on. Tell us what you think. 0427-JOY-949. You're listening to Generation Next.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Listen to us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
16 minutes past 7. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight you're joined by Dil and Vic.
Hola, señores and señoras.
I can't speak another language. No. I'm not as cool as you, Vic.
I don't speak Spanish, but we'll go with that.
Well, it was very convincing to me. Do you know that Em speaks like Spanish fluently? She actually studied like Spanish.
I'm not surprised. She would pull something like that out of nowhere. She'd be like, oh, I just start speaking Spanish, why don't I?
Yeah. Well, now she's going back and doing a master's in communication. She just loves the learning.
Little MM. So we won't be hearing from her for a while. So you guys are stuck with us. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
It's actually, you know, it's good for us. We can just annoy you guys more.
Yeah, and we love annoying you. We love also hearing from you. So if at any point you want to join in the conversation, we're going to start talking about deal breakers for friends and partners. So if you have any deal breaker for about friends, you meeting new friends, or deal breakers when you start like first hooking up with somebody and then they say something and you're like, whoa, no thank you, gone.
Or to be more controversial, deal breakers in the workplace.
Yeah.
Because that's the ultimate sacrifice, to cut your pay for a principal.
Yeah. I've done that before, but we'll touch on that a little bit later. But we'd like to know how you think about and how any deal breakers that you've gone through. Send us a message, 0427-JOY-949. Or if you have something a little bit longer you want to say, then shoot us an email on onair@joy.org.au. Vic, do you have any deal breakers for friends?
I'm going to say, and I think this goes in any scenario, anything with money that is borrowed, lent, somewhat given, and not returned.
Yep.
Is definitely a deal breaker.
Oh, I have to agree with that.
I mean, I don't live out of home, but I can only imagine I'm not covering anyone's rent.
Yep.
Especially if I'm living with a friend, and I'm looking at your face right
You're
now.
You're segueing so well right now.
I did it. That was subtle. but I'd have to say, yeah, that I don't I really don't know what else could do it. Breaking trust, but then again, I don't really have any intense secrets that anyone could be like, oh, yeah. I went and said this to somebody else. So I'm just going to go with money and possibly some form of stabbing of the back.
Yeah, yeah. Betrayal of trust is probably the biggest one.
Yeah, the biggest thing aside from money, yeah.
Oh, here's a prime example. When I moved out of my previous place where I was living, my lovely, lovely apartment, I let a mate's girlfriend move in with me and I was really chillaxed with her and I was like, you know, you don't have to sign the lease just yet. You know, just sign it whenever you want. Ah, it's fine. So she didn't pay rent and then she hasn't paid a share of the bills. So there's like quite a bit in the red with her.
It all counts.
And I've had to say to a mate of, you know, years, I've had to turn around to him and say, look, hey, in terms of our friendship, deal breaker, you know.
Massive deal breaker. Was he aware that she wasn't paying anything?
Well, he's taken her side on the situation.
Rookie mistake. Partnering up with the girlfriend that isn't longer than a year relationship is a rookie mistake.
No, they're fresh relationship.
That's what it's, so it's definitely a rookie mistake.
Yeah. I have to say, I don't really have too many deal breakers for friends. Like if anyone who kind of like fronts, you know, like if they pretend that they're someone else, pretend to be cooler, and then they're, you know, why would you want to pretend to be cooler? Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm just really, you know what, I'm quite oblivious, so if they come across as cool, I'm probably going to think that.
Yeah. I've met a couple people out, and I'm like, hey, you're kind of cool, you know, let's hang out, you know, you seem pretty sweet, and then they're just insane.
I like insane people, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit of spice in your life, really.
Bit of spice in your life. Not when they're kind of like, I like your new curtains, and they're like outside. Yep. Hey, what are you doing? Where are you? And they check into like places, like you've gone out and tagged a location on Facebook, and then suddenly they're there.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't tag myself anywhere on Facebook.
You are smarter than I.
So many rookie mistakes. Let me school you, Sonny.
Hey, we got a text in from Peter in Carlton. An absolute deal breaker for partners is smoking.
Agreed.
Very interesting, Peter.
I don't want my clothes to smell. Yes, I did smoke. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I used to smoke. Dill is my witness because he offers me cigarettes and I don't smoke.
No, I'm a non-smoker as well. But they say there's nothing worse than a reformed smoker.
Nothing worse than a reformed smoker?
Yeah, because we're one of those people who are like, oh my God, that's gross.
Oh, I don't hate it. But in saying that, I mean, if I'm with someone and they're spending $20-$30 on packets of cigarettes a day, I'm kind of annoyed that your money could be going somewhere more productive.
Oh, absolutely. And it's gross.
I'm going to go with you on that one, Peter. Thanks for texting in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, cheers, Peter.
I didn't even think of that one.
What about partners or relationships? Any deal breakers there?
Standard, anything. If there's a shared account, there's one thing I would never do. I would never join an account together.
Yeah, I've done that before. Oh my God, so many rookie mistakes.
But I have to say, obviously, cheating physically, standard. Otherwise, I'm usually in that scenario. I'm just kind of like, I'll just do it back.
Vindication. For me, I did mention it before in our Monday drive, but snoring, like my sleep, I love sleeping. Sleeping, I think, comes second only to eating. They're like two of my favorite pastimes. And when that gets infringed upon, I just can't deal with it. It's like a big breakdown.
You know what? Now that you actually mentioned snoring, you know, there's ways that people can get around that, aside from the muffling of the pillows, Dill.
A good slap on the forehead and they kind of like, and wake up and you're like, oh, sorry.
Just send them to like a sleep apnea clinic for a day and you're covered. I mean, there's no need to, you know, vilify the guy.
Slap him on the forehead. I don't think I have any other like deal breakers for relationships. If they have Nickelback, and this goes for friends, Nickelback in their playlist.
Nickelback?
Yeah, Nickelback. That's a deal breaker for me.
You got a vendetta against them.
Because they use the same four chords in every single song.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do, actually. Oh.
And it's just the same. So, I'm sorry, Nickelback.
You could say the same, though, for rappers. They just talk about the same crap.
Well, you can. There's so many bad ones out there, but then there's so many good ones. Say, Kendrick Lamar or Chris Calico. If you got Kendrick Lamar or Chris Calico in your playlist, we could be friends. We could be friends right now.
Right now.
You should text in if you have Kendrick Lamar or Chris Calico, or even Tech N9ne. I love Tech
N9ne. Or just stalk Dylan on Facebook and add him as a friend. That's how people do it these days. They don't even have to say hello. It's kind of like, oh, he looks familiar. Yeah. I love those people that add each other and then they post on the person's wall saying, hey, do I know you?
Yeah.
Why did you accept if you didn't know them?
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't even give them that chance to explain. I'd be like, I don't know you. See you later.
I love the ones that you get and then you send them a message. You're like, hey, so do you have, we have any common interests? Because I've just read your About Me's and I don't think we have any common interests. And they're like, well, you really, really, I don't know, you look really cool. I'm like, yeah, I don't think we have anything to go off other than aesthetic.
Oh,
you know?
It's terrible. I think that would have to be a deal breaker. Friends that tag me, check me in.
Ah, yes.
I hate it. It's pet hate more than a deal breaker, yep. But I do have arguments with my friends over it.
Well, I'd say that has to be a deal breaker.
Like, don't tag me in. And they're just like, oh, why not? I'm like, everyone's here. Everyone knows where I am. Like, no one else needs to know.
Yeah, exactly. And then what I like to think about is like if people, because you know how paranoid I am about this stuff. And same with like those hookup apps where they tell you like where you are in like a 5-minute radius.
Yeah.
It's like if someone sees that you go to these places constantly, well, hello, new stalker. I know where you go out every weekend.
People underestimate the intelligence of stalkers.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't think they're doing anything wrong. They don't. They think
it's normal.
Yeah. In their mind, you're friends. Me and stalker man, we're not friends. Or stalker lady, I don't know.
And my favorite saying of them all, they're coming now. Anyone that says YOLO.
YOLO. Yeah. Actually, Em was telling me a really funny story when she was down in, where was she? Meredith? No, yeah, it wasn't Meredith. It was a music fest that Em was going to. And there were these two like really, really, really skinny, fragile looking girls. And they had ice cream each. And they're like, YOLO.
Yeah.
Eating the ice cream. Like, nah. What?
Eating ice cream is not your like way to say, yes, I'm living life. No.
Yeah.
Doing something like proper and actually
what
making
about
a difference.
The gentleman who jumped from space and skydived from space.
Oh, that's intense.
That's I could say that's a YOLO, but I didn't just say it.
There you go, Dil.
It rolled off the tongue so easily. Oh my God, I'm going to be addicted.
Have you seen the spoof video of that?
The spoof video. Spoof.
I didn't want to say that word. I really didn't want to, but no. I couldn't think of any other way to describe it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Totally played on this show. It's with Maroon 5 and those guys that sang that On the Boat song.
Oh, Lonely Island.
Yes.
Okay, I think we can have a look around for that. I think that we could have something coming up. But you know, guys, we're not hearing your deal breakers. So send us a message 0427JOY949. I went even. Even there's petty to list a band that I don't like if that's in a playlist. Hey, are there any bands that you don't want to hear in a friend's playlist or potential partner? And then you're like, nah, deal breaker.
I'm going to have to say, yeah, look, there's heaps.
There are so many.
There are. Now that I'm thinking of it, it's all coming to me. No, if you're jobless. And like jobless because you're jobless, not jobless because you can't help the situation.
Yeah.
And I'm just, yeah. Look,
they're coming?
They're coming. Oh, look.
Hey, we do have an announcement. So every year the Minus 18 team are like inundated with requests for another scavenger hunt. So Generation Next can definitely let you know that there will be a Minus 18 organized scavenger hunt, and bring a camera if you've got one, and you'll be paired up with about 4 or 5 complete strangers and sent off around the city. And that's going to happen on this coming Saturday, the 9th of March. So yeah, just meet at 225 Burke Street at 1 o'clock.
Scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
What are they hunting for?
That's the best part. It's a scavenger hunt. You just don't know.
I haven't done a scavenger hunt, I'm pretty sure, since like primary school where we did an Easter egg hunt. It wasn't really even a scavenger hunt.
I saw some people doing a pirate one on the train and they were like looking for like nautical thing. This girl came up to me. She's like, do you have any tattoos? And I was like, oh yeah. And she's like, are they nautical thing? And I was like, no, what a really weird question. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then she has this list. I'm like, oh my God, this is weird. No, I don't want to answer any more questions.
I actually just want to do that one day. Just randomly like throw a onesie on or something and just head around the city. I did go into it. I went to a onesie to D&M. I wore a Bumblebee onesie, can I just say. That is the best. You don't even have to speak. You will pick up easy, hands down, a Bumblebee onesie, you're in.
A Bumblebee onesie.
It was pretty cute. Look, I'm just going to, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I added, obviously, but I mean, definitely cute.
Yep.
Yep. Everybody loved it. I was pulled on stage for that.
Would you wear a onesie to the same-sex formal, do you think? Would you reckon that's a...
If I went to the same-sex formal, I would have to say I would. Yep. I'll do it.
Well, if you've got a onesie spare, the same-sex formal, again, from Minus, is it's an event coming up, and that's happening on Saturday, the 6th of April, from 5 till 10 p.m. at 156 Wellington Street in Collingwood. For ticket information on both the scavenger hunt and the same-sex formal, you can check that out on www.minus.org.au.
And if you guys have a onesie, please text in. I would love to know what kind of onesie you got, because we got a lobster, a turtle, and a bumblebee. Okay. By we, I mean my friends and I. And we share.
Actually, my friend had, I don't think you could call it a onesie, but he had a banana suit.
Even
and
better.
I remember when we were about, I think we were like 15, 16. We're walking around to like the fast food joints, like right before they were closed, and we're asking them to give us some free food. And with that, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Generation Next. Love it.
It's 7:30. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Tonight, joined by Dil and Vic.
Señores. Next week, I'm going to speak another language. If you can guess it, well, you just get to listen to me. So there's no prize. Just guess it.
Beautiful. I can't wait. What,
that was a great selling point.
I was going to say, like, what like language?
Surprise.
But then I was like, oh, that's
Dylan will know.
Me.
And then when you text in, he'll let you know if you're right or not.
Yeah, because I have that kind of power. Hey, we do have that Lonely Island YOLO featuring Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar.
That's who it was.
I love Kendrick Lamar. His album, Good Kid, Mad City.
Great
album. Oh, it was probably that, for me, that was the album of 2012. But I do have, we have a cool announcement. So you can apply now for a funded Global Voices Youth Delegations for the upcoming G20 summit in Israel and Nairobi. So like, if you want to receive a sponsored trip to the United States, France, Russia, Israel, or Kenya, and if you want the opportunity to meet world leaders or even to have your work published, then you should apply to see International Diplomacy in Action with Global Voices. So the applications now are open. And Global Voices are calling for applicants to be part of its funded youth delegations to the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the official G20 Youth Summit, as well as its Nairobi Study Tour on Sustainable Development and an Australian-Israeli Chamber of Commerce trade mission. And if you can apply, just go to www.globalvoices.org.au. There's heaps more info there.
Everybody loves the G20 summit. It's a good time to get riled up.
It is, and there's so much info going.
We've had another text in for a deal breaker, leaving the toilet seat up all the time. From Nick. Thanks, Nick.
See, I'm the opposite. I actually get really, really, I've moved into a house with a lot of girls. And now I'm like, I have to get adjusted to putting the toilet seat.
You've already adjusted.
Down.
Just admit it. It's not even a problem anymore.
Do you know what? I did notice this morning. I was like, down. I was like, no. Who are you? Where is Dylan?
Where's my masculinity?
Yeah. What happened?
I'm not going to say I don't really have that issue neither. So not quite a problem for me.
I got a message in from Michael saying, I just want to say hi. I hope your night is going well. Haven't heard you guys in a while. I hope the podcast server will be fixed soon. The podcast server is fixed. There's just a bit of a back catalogue at the moment.
Good work, Dylan.
Yes.
As you can see, he's up to date and organised.
Very, very organised.
He
to
is,
the
actually.
Point where it's so organised, it's going back in time. Yeah, think about that one. That's like mind explosion.
Another text in from Chris from Glenroy. Deal breaker, tell me Lady Gaga is a man. Love that girl.
Oh, that's an interesting deal breaker, Chris.
I'm going to say that she's neither. She's an alien from outer space. I'm convinced. I believe in aliens. There is maybe not aliens that people like, when they think of an alien, they have this picture in their head.
Yeah.
No, this isn't the alien from like The Simpsons. This is legit people who look like humans, but are really not.
Like Roger from American Dad?
Yes. Big one, Roger.
Well, with that, look, we want to chuck on YOLO feature, which is by the Lonely Island. They brought you tracks such as Vic. I'm on a boat. Yeah.
They are on a boat.
And it's featuring Adam Levine and Kendrick Lamar. Let us know what you think. 27 minutes to 8.
Get ready to laugh.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Marsha Hyman, listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Gay School.
So soulful. Rap in there. Vic, take it away.
I'm curious to know, before we get into the news of today / the last 7 days, does Play School still exist?
I'm going to say yes. I think it's still running.
I need to be home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon one day and still that stuff's still on. I would love to have a crack of bananas in pajamas again.
Yeah.
Side note, just quickly, did you know that they got rid of the actors for Bananas in Pajamas? So yes, the people that were in the suits, and made them 3D cartoons to save money. Damn you, Bailu. This is a government-funded Cartoon Network. Let me live.
Let them live. They're taking away our childhood. That's what it really is. That's what it's really about.
I'm buying DVDs for my nephew then.
It's a war on Gen Y, I say.
Everything's online. A baby will probably know how to grab their parents' credit cards sooner than we think. So, and be like, oh.
Full on.
All these numbers buy me stuff.
Well, my nieces know how to order stuff through their iPads. They know how to get my sister to buy everything. They're just like, here, so just want to, can you put it in now? Can you put it in now? It's like, what?
Yeah, nah. See, that's why I'm going back to the Amish way. If I ever have kids, we're going Amish lifestyle. Sorry, kids.
Yeah.
No technology. One with the nature.
I wasn't even allowed to watch TV properly until I was like about 10.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I didn't have a phone until I was 17.
I would get told when I get home from school, you are not coming back until the lights are on. So the street lights are on. That's when I was allowed back inside. Vic, just hanging around with the news.
Dylan on the street.
Nothing's changed.
Spice Girl lovers out there, apparently there are reports that the Spice Girls are heading to Australia next year. Although Posh Spice is not included, no major loss, who has said she says that she's focusing on her family and fashion. The news was announced on a commercial radio station. However, it was all very under wraps. No official announcement has yet been made as far as I know, but we will definitely keep you guys posted because let's face it, everybody loves Mel B anyway. I'd actually pay to see her.
I liked Sporty Spice. She was always my favorite. She's
gone off the radar.
She has. But I can tell everyone is like really white knuckled about the Spice Girls tour. So we'll just move it along.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
A new online collection of LGBTI oral history has been launched to celebrate the completion of a community project dedicated to preserving Sydney's gay past. Named 100 Voices, the online collection recently reached its target of collecting 100 LGBTI oral history sources. The collection covers Sydney's gay and lesbian history from the 1950s and includes the start of Mardi Gras, the HIV/AIDS epidemic, and the fight for the decriminalization of homosexuality, equal rights, and marriage equality. Pride History Group President Lex Watson said the collection will remind present generations that much has been achieved and changed, and that gay and lesbian life was very different in the past. And if you want more info, you can check out www.pridehistorygroup.org.au.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take a look back and, well, I think we got it pretty good at the moment. It can only get better.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
There's been a public inquiry into same-sex marriage in New South Wales has closed after receiving a record number of submissions. The total number of submissions to the Parliamentary Cross-Party Working Group for Marriage Equality totaled 7,500, making the inquiry by far the largest in New South Wales history. Of the total, 3,500 submissions came from lobby group Get Up, from members of the Progressive Lobby Group this morning. Independent Sydney MP Alex Greenwich said the close of submissions marked a historic day for New South Wales, calling marriage equality the most supported issue in the history of parliamentary inquiries. The previous record for a parliamentary inquiry was 2,500 submissions. For a typical one, you'd be happy if you get 500 responses from the community. So to get more than 7,500 is an extraordinary outcome. It's pretty plain that the submission for marriage equality at a federal level has continued on in New South Wales. The inquiry, which was announced by New South Wales Premier Barry O'Farrell in November, aims to assess the constitutional viability of proposed state-based same-sex marriage legislation and gauge public opinion on the issue. Responses to the inquiry have been overwhelmingly in favour of the reform. The inquiry will report its findings in July, after which the bill will move to the upper state house for debate.
That is pretty insane. I'm really liking this. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
17 minutes to 8. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. We are Melbourne's gay, lesbian, bi, trans youth support show.
That's us.
That's us.
I did get a quick side note. Play School does still exist.
Play School still exists.
Thank you, Joanne, my dearest sister-in-law. I really appreciate it. It actually makes me, I have comfort now knowing that my nephew will be educated thoroughly.
And who didn't grow up loving Play School?
Exactly.
Confusion over West Australians' conscious vote. A gay marriage advocates have called on the Western Australian Liberal Party to clarify its position on marriage equality and for WA Premier Colin Barnett to make clear whether he'd support a conscious vote on the issue. The call follows mixed messages last week about the Premier's stance after Mayland's Liberal state election candidate, Sylvan Albert, stated in an email that Barnett will allow a conscious vote for Liberal members if the issue arises in state parliament. In the past, when he has been asked, he has said he has no comment to make until he sees a proposed bill, a spokeswoman has said. A quote provided said that while he doesn't personally support gay marriage, Barnett would stand up against discrimination against gay people.
Thanks, Barney. A documentary on the world of same-sex families and what it's like growing up with gay and lesbian parents will screen on ABC2 later this year. Growing Up Gaby is directed by Maya Newell, who is a gaby herself with lesbian mums. Newell's been trying to kickstart a documentary on the subject for some time. It got off the ground with a very popular crowdfunding campaign online where it raised more than $100,000 from financial supporters. Newell and producer Charlotte McLellan started searching for children from same-sex families in February 2011 for the documentary. The ABC screening is part of the Opening Shot 2 project, which supports local documentary makers aged 35 and under. Dates for the ABC 2 screening are yet to be announced.
I think that's a really, really cool thing to be promoting as well.
I think it will be provide a lot of insight into, because not a lot of people have studied the effects, because, you know, they're always like, oh, you know, it's not good for the child to have two mums or two dads or this or that. There's really no physical evidence.
Nah, not even. Mm. And we, well, we remember when we had the delightful Mitch Griggs come on, and part of his story was he felt like when he realized that he was, well, that he is heterosexual, that he had to come out to his father, his gay father, as being straight, and his father just laughed hysterically, apparently.
I would laugh too, actually.
Yeah, and it's just really, you know, there's absolutely no difference whatsoever between a same-sex family and a, you know, a heterosexual
family. Well, hopefully
family.
This doco will prove that. I mean, prove it to a wider audience. What is with my verb?
Don't worry, babe. Don't worry. But one thing I hope that they do is they... It's done in a format, so it's not just for people who know about it. It'd be more like for people who don't know.
Who aren't aware of it.
Yeah, exactly. Or someone who might even, you know, have already a biased view. Hopefully it's change-making and, yeah. A call for a Tasmanian model. Tasmanian gay rights advocates have welcomed a federal Senate report into proposed national anti-discrimination law. However, it falls short on the Tasmanian model. The Tasmanian gay and lesbian right group's spokesman, Rodney Croom, said the committee's recommendation falls far short of the Tasmanian model. He said he would be appalled if federal legislation took a backward step and allowed anti-LGBTI prejudice to have free rein in the workplace. It is now up to the federal government to accept or reject the report's recommendation before moving ahead with the legislation.
The Star Observer has published a synopsis of the story of the journey to repeal the US Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, which was published in the February issue of the Journal of Homosexuality. The story details how LGBTI rights lobbyists helped overturn congressional support for DADT, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and make a repeal of the controversial policy viable, eventually allowing gay soldiers to serve openly in the US Armed Forces. The article highlights the success of strategies such as protesting the mass dismissal dismissal of gay Arabic linguists in 2002 and contesting the 2003 promotion of Major General Robert Clark, whose commanding tenure at the Fort Campbell Army Base saw a private murder for suspected homosexuality by a fellow soldier in 1999. Neff said the repeal of DADT was seen as an impossible task by gay rights groups less than 10 years ago. In 2005, Neff started the Q Street Project, Washington's first LGBTI lobby group, and previously worked as a staffer for Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. In December 2010, US President Barack Obama repealed DADT, allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly in the armed forces from September 2011. Neff said that the repeal of the law was the start of a tidal wave in the American gay rights movement.
It's just absolutely absurd that the don't ask, don't tell policy. I mean, with Australia, we had a similar policy, but that was like eradicated, I think, in like
a while
late
ago.
90s. It was very maybe late. Even like... At the latest, early noughties, I think.
Noughties.
I don't know, noughties. but yeah, actually, if someone can tell us, let us know. Text in 0427JOY949. Or if you have anything that you want to add to the conversation, or you know, you've got your own opinion on one of the topics that we're bringing up tonight, feel free to shoot us a message on, 0427JOY949.
I happen to do my own don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah.
I don't tell anyone until they ask me, yeah. Literally.
Well, I'm the same. Like, you know, if they can say, oh, are you gay? Or, you know, you're gay, aren't you? But I just don't think it's important unless...
No,
it's about as important as my shoe size, I really think. Like, when it comes up, then, yeah.
So, are you seeing anybody size 10?
Size 10. Actually, I'm a 12 and a half.
Step back.
Oh, yeah. I can't. That's where my feet are, man. Like, you know how, like, you see, like, my work gear when I come in here.
I do indeed.
And I wear those... you know, suit shoes where it's just like obnoxious amount of extra toe space. And because I wear like a size 12 and a half to 13 shoe, I just look like Sideshow Bob with the red hair as well. All I need to do is like catch a windy day.
Sideshow Bob's a creep, dude. Don't compare. Don't compare.
Queensland schools most homophobic. A University of New England School of Education lecturer, Dr. Tiffany Jones, has released the results from her research project, Homophobic Bullying in Queensland, and is working in conjunctions with parents and friends of lesbian and gays, or PFLAG, to change the environment that exists within Queensland schools. Jones found more than 80% of 581 gay and lesbian students reported bullying in Queensland schools across all sectors, including abuse by teachers. Jones told the Star Observer, that many staff and students genuinely don't see homophobia as bullying. It's so ingrained into Queensland culture that you see Queensland politicians constantly making homophobic statements in the press. PFLAG's Brisbane, Jeanette Berry, and other representatives met with Sharon Mullins, the executive director of the state schooling operations and strategy, earlier last week. Mullins is keen to implement guidelines aimed at preventing homophobic bullying. However, Berry wanted this commitment to be reflected throughout all DETE documents. I actually think I had a different experience when I was in high school.
I had no experience in high school.
Because I went to high school in Queensland, and I think maybe it's because like I was a giant islander gothic dude,
yes,
with a big mohawk. And
I'm going to have to agree with you on that
people
one.
People were scared.
You went to camp bleach blonde feminine. I mean,
guy. No, yeah. But there was actually a really, really camp guy at school, and everyone loved Nick. Everyone thought Nick was awesome. Outside of school, I caught up with Nick when I went back the coast, and I was just like, whoa.
You're a tool.
Yes, a douche with a capital bag, as a doctor would prescribe. But my experience in Queensland high school, maybe it was the school I went to.
I was pretty lucky as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to agree with you. School's pretty cool with me.
However, the first high school I went to in South Coast, New South Wales, that was awful. That was like the most horrendous time in the world.
They were just jealous.
Actually, do you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that. One of my bullies from school, when I saw them from my first high school, they came up to me and they were like, look, Dylan, I'm sorry that I did that. You know, I've come out and as well, I know how hard it is. And I'm like...
It's well, part of the 12-step program.
Yeah, exactly. Pick on someone. No, that's not part of the 12-step program.
I'm sure you guys would know, it was on national TV. The Mardi Gras happened over the weekend, and it was the actual first time that the defense troops could march in uniform.
Yay!
We all love gay sailor men. Navy, that's not cliche at all. Navy Captain Christine Clark, who is straight and has marched since they were first allowed to in 2008, did lead the Navy contingent of the uniformed Australian Defence Force members, told Star Observer that marching in uniform was important as it was part of their identity. Clark found that whenever ADF personnel were called on to wear their uniforms, everyone marches a little bit taller and a little bit prouder. However, recent news has tainted the ADF's progress towards further LGBTI inclusion. 2 weeks ago, a Senate inquiry submission claimed the ADF did nothing to investigate or discipline a group of defence members who started a gay hate Facebook group. Not cool.
Well, and at the same time, that is pretty nasty. But then you look at the work of, like, say, Vince Chong, who is the chairman of Defqlis, and they are really, really hammering and tonging away to get, you know, equal rights within the armed serves.
Just to make it, yeah. I wonder if he was there.
He was. He actually said he was marching in uniform this year.
Oh, impressive. Yeah.
So, you know, hat goes off to you, Vince. But we're cruising along. Running out of time.
You know a song that just came in my head?
What?
I'm out of touch. I'm out of time. That was my Australian Idol audition.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, do we vote Vicky in?
No, please don't.
One thing I want to say is Chill Out Fest is actually on this weekend. Much of us already know this. I'm going along and, you know, I'd love to talk and just, like, hang out with some Joy and specifically Generation Next fans because, you know, We love you guys. Yeah.
We're here for you.
So if you see some guy cohorting around and stumbling with a giant red mohawk.
Fire engine red.
Yeah, it's pretty red. It's pretty red. Come and say hi. I'd love to, you know, have a chat. And yeah.
And if you want to say hi to me, you won't find me. I'm very little and I'll be at Future Music Festival getting trampled on.
So if you're at Future, you should definitely go up and say hi to Vic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just stalk me on Facebook. I'm sure you already have.
Actually, you know, when you first came on the show and I was trying to find you on Facebook, you are hard to find.
I know. I changed my name.
Yeah. Very smart idea. Hey, we've got more Generation Next coming up right after this.
Hey, this is Joel Creasy. You're listening to Generation Next, a show for charismatic, charming, attractive, funny young people like myself on Joy 94.9.
More about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
4 minutes to wait. This is Generation Next. I'm Dill and here's Vic.
Oi.
Such a cute little sound.
I don't know why every time you introduce me, I feel like I need to change my tone and the way I say hello. Just remember, next week, different language.
Different language. Hey, we are actually about to cruise right out of here. Stick around because World Wide Wave is coming up at 8.
Enjoy your long weekend. We're here next Monday. Yeah.
We will be here.
I'm here. I'll be fine. Future Music Festival. I might be a bit tired because my legs will have given way, but otherwise I'm all good to go. If you're going to be there and you see my short little behind, feel free to say hello. I'm quite friendly, a bit crazy, but otherwise very friendly.
Very friendly. I have to say you're quite
It'll be
lovely.
Like a scavenger hunt. It's very hard to find me.
And yeah, if you are at Chill Out, come say hi. Love to have a chat with you guys. Hey, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for hanging out.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.